This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Google had one of those big product reveals today that have become so common in tech land. Haul in the press, lay on the hype, and then take the wraps off something everybody expected all along. That was today, except for the last bit. Google actually pulled off a bit of a surprise, something called Chromecast, the next step, perhaps, in TV and how we watch it. Marketplace's Quina Kim was there for the announcement. Hey, Quina.
Hey, Kai.
All right, help me out. What is this thing? How does it work? Why does it matter?
It's a jump drive-sized gadget. It sort of looks like, you know, that little USB stick you put in to transfer files, except that it goes into an HDMI port. You don't really need to know what that is, except that most modern TVs come with it.
Okay.
So you just plug this thing in, then you take your iPhone or your Android and you download an app. And then that app turns your device basically into sort of a remote control. If you're watching Netflix on your device, you can push a button, literally just push a button, and it'll come onto your TV. Same thing with YouTube and Google Play Movies, as well as Google Play Music. And they say that there's going to be more of these sort of apps coming out, or more people creating apps for this. Right. Pandora's another one that's supposed to be coming too.
And it all has to, you have to be on your home Wi-Fi network, right? You have to, there's got to be a way to get the data from your gizmo to this thing on your TV.
Yes, you need a Wi-Fi network and it pulls everything from the cloud.
All right. Now, why do we need this?
Well, I don't know that we need it.
Okay, why is Google supplying it to us? What are they trying to do?
Well, you know, as you know, the big screen that nobody has conquered is that screen in our living room, right? And even though it's sort of dumb, everybody still hangs out in front of it. And I'm sure you spend a lot of time with your family in front of it.
Yep.
And that's the screen that all these tech guys want to go after. Now, everybody's been trying to do this. Google itself has come out with the Google TV or several iterations of it. And that sort of failed. And it's been failing mostly because they're really hard to figure out. Like, they've been creating these new interfaces for these TVs that's totally separate from anything we understand, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So Google was saying today, why don't we start from the thing that everybody gets these days, which is your smartphone and your tablet, and then project that onto the TV.
Talk to me for a second about Apple TV. Is this analogous? Is it similar? I mean, they're competitors, clearly.
Yes, it's about the same. I mean, I think it works on the same concept. The thing about the Google device is that it's not device-driven, it's app-driven. So like I said, you could you can download this app on an Apple phone, an Android phone. So it's across platforms. But I think the biggest difference, $35.
Yeah, which is nice, right? $35.
Yeah, Apple TV, I did a Google search, about $100, $150. There's a Roku, $50 to $100. And the Xbox, which got a little buzz last month for saying that it's going to come into the living room, $500.
Oof.
So I don't know. It sort of seems like one of those things, like, why not just pick it up and try it? And,
yeah.
And then, you know, if it works, they've got a lot of living rooms.
I'll tell you what, I would pick it up and try it, but they're out of stock today. I just checked. Quina Kim on our technology desk. Quina, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.